87-year-old saxophone legend Sonny Rollins donated what's essentially his life's work in handwritten papers, documents, videos, and records to the Schomburg Center in Harlem.
And really what it allows us to do is to continue to get to know him better and better over the decades, whether he's here with us or not.
Shala Lynch is the curator of the Moving Image and Sound Division at the Schomburg, welcoming the first members of the public into their new space to view pieces from the Rollins collection.
And so what we have are decades and decades of creativity. And what the archive allows us to do, the videos that he collected, the audio that he collected from his practice sessions, his journals where he wrote out all of his angst and anger over how to play a certain chord, or whiteness and blackness and the politics of the world, or playing with so-and-so, why they didn't play well enough, et cetera. And also his love letters with his wife of decades, Lucille. And all of that gives us insight into the creative mind that we don't often get. And that's what's spectacular about this collection.
Getting a first-hand look at the Sonny Rollins papers, Lynch points out a few that really humanize the great jazz artist.
The journals and the letters are of him. They're not self-conscious. Sometimes people are writing for history. He's writing to himself. I mean, and if you look, you know, actually I didn't do too badly. I was terrible. You know, he literally, his expectation for what a good performance was constantly being refined and worked on. And he worked on the mechanics. Like, here he is drawing his lungs and talking about breaths and notes. These are things that he was thinking about from the 50s. And he's now in his 80s.
The entire archive will slowly roll out for public viewing. Andrea Battleground, the audiovisual librarian for the Schomburg Center, says that's at least a year away.
I think that as far as what we have in this collection, it's massive. So I don't really have a timeline for access. We want it to be accessible as soon as possible. I'm really excited about the items that have already been digitized, but as much video as we have, we're hopeful that a lot of it will be digitized.
Fortunately for fans and historians, the collection will eventually be completely accessible, and all you'll need to see the Sonny Rollins archive is an appointment and a library card. In Harlem, I'm Ang Santos, WBGO News.